A wave that was detached from the sea, which contained 40 saw of water. If this wave of water fell on a person who was tummy, or on utensils that were tummy, they would become tar from this wave. And this mission is going according to Rabbi Yossi, who we had previously. Rabbi Yossi holds seawater is mitaher bezochlin, it's mitaher while it's flowing, so therefore this water, even though it's flowing from the sea, it is mitaher the person and the kelim. The Mefarshim speak out that the person or the kelim did not have intent to become tar, meaning to say that the person did not know that the wave was going to fall on him and be mitaher him. Or the person who owned the kelim did not know that the wave was going to fall on the kelim and be mitaher the kelim. Even so, the person or the kelim are tar. The reason being is that the person or the kelim do not want to become tar in order to eat Maaser Sheni or Truma. They just want to become tar to eat Chulin. And you don't need kavani, you don't need intention to become tar when you want to become tar for Chulin. Even if the water just falls on you and you had no intention at all, you are tar for Chulin. But if the person wants to eat Maaser Sheni or Truma, or you want to use the kelim for Maaser Sheni or Truma, then you would have to have intention, you would have to know that the wave is falling on you and intend to become tar in order to be tar for Maaser Sheni or Truma. Now, the Tosafot Yontif asks, why do you need 40 saw in this case? Since the water comes from the sea, that should have a din, just like a ma'ayon, a spring, which a din is that a spring does not need 40 saw. Even a call through any amount of water would be good enough, as long as the water is sufficient to cover the entire person or the kelim. So the Tosafot Yontif answers in the name of the Rosh writes in the name of the Ri, that which we say, a ma'ayon is mitire, but call through that a spring does not need a certain amount of water, any amount of water is enough. That's only for kelim. To be mitire kelim, you don't need 40 saw. But to be mitire a person always needs 40 saw, whether he's being tovah in a mikvah, or in a mayan, or in the yam. In all cases, for a person to become tar, he needs 40 saw. Kol makom sheyesh bo arbaim saw, tovlin umadbilim. Any place where there is 40 saw of rainwater, or water from a spring or from the sea, you can immerse yourself, or you can immerse your hands into the mikvah. As sometimes hands need immersion. For example, if you need to wash your hands for Kodesh, to involve yourself in the Paraduma, then simply washing your hands is not enough. You need to actually immerse them in the mikvah, and any time you have 40 saw of rainwater, you can immerse yourself or your hands, and you would become tall. Matbilin b'charitim uvinat ubeparsos hachamor hamureves b'bika. You can immerse yourself or immerse your hands in a trench, a square trench that's in the ground that rainwater was collected in there, or in a ditch. A ditch is narrow on top and wide on the bottom. That's also kosher for a mikveh if rainwater would collect there. Or you can immerse yourself or your hands in the footsteps of a donkey, that a donkey had footsteps, in a valley. Even though the water that's collected in the footsteps of a donkey is certainly less than 40 saw, we're talking about where the water that's in the footsteps of the donkey is attached to a mikvah of 40 saw. There's an opening in the side of the footstep of the donkey, and the water goes through that opening and ends up in water that's 40 saw. As water of 40 saw is collected in the valley, and it's attached to the water that's collected in the footsteps of the donkey. So since it's attached to a kosher mikvah with an opening that's as big as a shofaris, I know that opening is at least 2 finger width wide. In such a case, the water that's in the footsteps of the donkey is also considered a kosher mikvah, even though it has less than 40 saw, and you can immerse a kli in the water that's collected in the footsteps of the donkey. Beishami Imrim Matzbilim Bechardalus. Beishami says you can immerse a kli in a chardalus, in water that's rushing down a mountain. If the water from the top of the mountain to the bottom is at least 40 saw, then you can immerse something in that water. Even though that water is not stationary, it's moving, according to Beishami, even though the water is moving, you can be matzbil, you can immerse something in that moving rainwater. Beishilo Imrim Ain Matzbilim. Beishilo disagrees. Beishilo holds, you cannot immerse something in the water rushing down the mountain, as rainwater is only kosher to be used as a mikvah if it's stationary, not if it's rushing down the side of a mountain. Even though it has 40 saw, it's still not kosher. Umodim shehu goder kelim v'tovo behem. Kelim shegoder behem lo hutfalu. Beis Hillel would agree with Beis Shammai. In such a case that after the water rushes down the mountain and gets to the bottom, that you can fence off that water with utensils, so that way the water would be stationary, and you can immerse a kli there in the place where the water is fenced off. And the kelim, the utensils that you use to fence off the water, would not be considered immersed. Those kelim would not become tar. And those kelim that are being used to fence off the water and to cause it to be stationary, they're only in contact with that water on one side. It's not totally immersed in the water, so therefore those kalim would not become tar. Now, the Baratanur asks, how can you use utensils to fence off the water to cause the water to be stationary? For Rabbi Yossi holds, we had previously, that anything that is makabel tuma cannot be used to cause the water to be stationary. So the Baratanur answers, there's a different way of explaining this mission. That which the mission says, umodim, which we explained to mean the Beis Hillel agrees with Beis Shammai, can actually be understood differently. That Beis Shammai agrees with Beis Hillel, that in such a case that you fence off the water with kalim, that the kalim that you're using to fence off the water would not become tar, since they're only coming in contact on one side with the water that was collected on the bottom of the mountain. But Beis Hillel would not hold that you can fence off the water with kalim, and since kalim are makabel tuma, they cannot be used to cause the water to be stationary. Instead, you would have to use something that is not makabel tuma. Second mitzvah, parabav, mishnah aleph, kar moruv lemikvah, kemikvah. Any collection of water that's connected to a mikvah has the same din as a mikvah. Even if that collection of water has less than 40 sah, since it's connected to a mikvah, it has the same din as a mikvah, and it can immerse things in there. Chayre ha-ma'ara, usidke ha-ma'ara, matvo behem, kemashahem. A hole in the side of a cavern, this cavern has 40 saw of water, it's being used as a mikvah. The collection of water inside that hole is also kosher for a mikvah if it's connected to the mikvah. And clefts in the side of the cavern are also considered a mikvah if there's a collection of water in that cleft. That collection of water, even though it's less than 40 saw, have the same din as a mikvah. You can immerse things in there no matter how much water are in the cleft or in the hall, as long as it's connected to the mikvah. Even if it's only connected to the mikvah by the slightest amount of water, that's enough of a connection for the water in there to be considered a mikvah, even though it's less than 40 sah. Ukas hama'ara, emat bilim ba, ela emkein haisa nekuva, kishpo farisando. But an uka in a ma'ara, an opening underneath the floor of the cavern. If the cavern is being used as a mikvah, there's an opening underneath the floor where there is a collection of water, and that collection of water is less than 40 saw. You can't immerse anything in that collection of water unless it's connected to the mikvah by an opening that's the size of a shpoferis hanot, which is an opening the size where you can put two fingers in there and move them easily. That is the size of the opening of a shpoferis hanot. If there's an opening the size of two fingers, in such a case, that is considered a connection to the mikvah, and the water that's collected underneath the floor of the mikvah would have the same din as the mikvah itself, even though it holds less than 40 saw. And this ukas hamara needs to be connected to the mikvah in a more meaningful way, since it's a separate section than the mikvah. It's underneath the floor of the mikvah, so therefore it has to be connected by the shpoferis hanot, as opposed to the chore hamara and the sitke hamara. It's not really something separate from the mikvah, so therefore, if it's connected at all to the mikvah, even though it's connected by less than the amount of shpoferis hanot, it has the same din as a mikvah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Emesai, Bizmachi, Mamedes Atma. Rabbi Yehuda said, when do we say that the ukas hamara has to be connected to the mikvah by an opening the side of the shpoferis hanot? That's only if the roof of the uka will hold up to immersing something in the uka. When you immerse something in the uka, the roof holds up. Avom eina mamedes atzva, mat bilim ba, kemashi. But if the roof of the uka will not hold up to immersing something in the uka, when you immerse something in the uka, the roof of the uka will fall in. In such a case, the uka does not have to be connected to the mikvah by the size of an opening of the shpoferis hanot in order to have a din of a mikvah, since the roof will fall in when you immerse something in the uka, and that way the water will be attached to the mikvah, so therefore it doesn't make a difference what the size of the opening that connects the uka to the mikvah. The uka has the same din of the mikvah, and you can immerse something in the uka even though it has less than 40.